You know, my dick is actually only this long, and when it's in the pump, it grows an extra 3 inches. But the real difference is in the thickness. It's like the difference between a hot dog and a salami.
Hot dog?
I got the hot dog up to my mouth again, and I was ready to bite, and the scream got louder.
Hey, yeah! Where is he?
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Hey freaks, it's Tuesday, March 11th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, balloon tit masturbation, plus Justin Bieber is a prick, vomiting at your murder trial, and LSD steak, a groovy choice cut of trippy-ass meat. All of this plus your voicemails on an extended episode of The Story of You Daily.
Try new peanut butter eggs.
Lick my stink box.
And I love the aftertaste of semen in my mouth.
Drunken Negro face cookies.
Rape my boy pussy. Rape my boy pussy.
Please air on my glitter suit.
If you won't suck a dick, then you suck a dick.
Tim Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got a good one for you. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Plus, it's an extended episode. So if you're sideshow freaks, you'll get 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of bonus content. Before we get into today's story, gotta talk about Justin Bieber. He's on my mind. I've got Bieber fever. So dreamy. If you haven't heard the news or seen the video on TMZ, Justin Bieber was recently deposed. He had to answer some questions related to the paparazzi. I guess a member of his entourage, maybe a bodyguard, beat the shit out of a photographer, a member of the paparazzi. And I'm guessing here, I don't know, I mean, I don't have all the facts. I don't really follow Justin Bieber that closely. But I'm guessing the deposition had to do with whether Justin Bieber and his organization condoned this type of behavior, encouraged it. I don't know. Doesn't matter. The point is, Justin Bieber was in court or answering questions for his deposition, and he was a total dick. The first thing I did when I watched this video was immediately turn to Twitter to see how the 13-year-old girls who are in love with him and defend Justin would handle this, because it's pretty damning. He's a real asshole in this video. I think one tweet should sum it up. Dear parents, stop judging Justin Bieber, because most of you don't realize he's the reason your daughter is still alive. In all honesty, I don't know what that tweet proves, aside from the fact that Justin Bieber fans are just delusional. But I've got a clip here of the deposition, just to show you what the Biebs is up to.
Remember earlier today when I asked you?
No.
The lawyer didn't even finish his question. The lawyer just said, hey, do you remember... earlier, and Justin's like, no, I don't remember. But he didn't even get to say what he was referring to.
Remember earlier today when I asked you?
No.
Why don't you listen to what I had to say first? And then maybe you'll tell me yes or no.
I don't have to listen to anything you have to say.
See what I mean? Just a total dick. You kind of do have to listen. That's the whole reason you're there. This is just a perfect example of a young kid who gained way too much fame. And the problem is he's surrounding himself with black people who will take care of all of his issues. So Justin is free to say whatever he wants. He's not going to get in any sort of fight or altercation because he's got these bodyguards around him.
Would you please look at the film that's up there? Go ahead and start.
This is a film?
Please, sir.
This is a film?
Pause it. Would you please watch the television?
You said it's a film. You said watch the film. Is this a film?
Is there a difference between a film and something else?
Yes.
So yes or no?
Yeah, the lawyer was playing a video up on the monitor, called it a film, and Justin Bieber jumped all over that because he's so smart. Wait a second, that's no film. Meanwhile, in reality, he's a complete moron, as you will find out in just a moment. But let's continue.
Have you ever disciplined Mr. Hesney?
Disciplined? What kind of question is that? Is he my son?
I mean, he's being a dick. He's trying to be cute, you know what I mean? This is a 20-year-old guy who's really acting like a 14-year-old. Like, discipline, huh? You know, am I a father? Am I his dad or something? No, you're a multimillionaire who have a bunch of people working under you. You're their boss. So yeah, you can discipline them. That's what bosses do. At one point, Justin Bieber just starts laughing at one of the questions asked.
Did I say something funny?
You don't need to argue with the witness. Do you want to state your question again?
Well, the witness is being an asshole. Fucking prick, little cunt.
Is there anything funny in my question as to why you were laughing?
What is your question? Should we have it read back?
Well, I don't know, Katie Couric. You tell me.
Ooh. Calling him Katie Couric?
Are you calling me Katie Couric?
No.
Then he backpedals a little.
Is this a news interview for you? It's not. It's your deposition. Do you understand that?
Yes.
He could have been in and out of there in 15 minutes if he would have just answered the fucking questions. My favorite part was when Justin Bieber was asked, do you know Usher? And he's all pretending to kind of know. I'm like, yeah, that sounds familiar to me. And the lawyer asked, do you think he was instrumental in your success? And here's what Justin Bieber said.
I was found on YouTube. I think that I was detrimental to my own career.
Finally, something comes out of his mouth that I can agree with. Justin Bieber was detrimental to his own career. The word he was searching for was instrumental. That reminds me of when he was on, I think he was on David Letterman, and he was talking about places he's visited, and he said something about the 16 Chapel instead of the Sistine Chapel, right?
I was found on YouTube. I think that I was detrimental to my own career.
Let's see if the lawyer swoops in and corrects.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you at all. I'm sitting right next to you.
Okay, so I think I was instrumental to my own career.
Well, let me hear back from the court reporter.
That is not what he said. You're putting words in your stupid client's mouth. Idiot doesn't know the difference between instrumental and detrimental. Good fucking grief. So there you go, girls. That's your idol, Justin Bieber. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday now. All you 13-year-old girls who tuned in for Justin Bieber audio, you're in for a real treat. Sextastic Tuesday is a dumb bit where I find poorly written, disgusting, bizarre, or just strange pieces of internet erotica. Sex stories. These were aimed, the goal was to get you off, but they missed the mark. Horribly. Those are the type of stories I feature on Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into today's right now.
It's Sextastic.
It sure enough is, babe. Today's story was really sent in by listener Ukale. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. What is it with you guys and your fucking names? Why can't you be Jimmy or Steven? Something easy for me. This guy's foreign, I think, so whatever. All right, so he sent in a link to what is a kind of repository for balloon fetish stories. Those who are into inflating balloons, feeling balloons on their skin, masturbating with balloons, incorporating balloons into sex. These people are called lunars. Listeners of Distorted View should know that. Let's get into today's story right now. It is titled Pink Balloons. Anna closed the door behind her and flopped down on the sofa. This day had taken more than its fair share of her energy to get through, and all she really wanted now was to take a long, hot bath. Thumbing through the mail that had been deposited outside her door, she found a package that contained a return address. She shook it lightly, and the only thing she could hear was the rustle of brown wrapper. Curious, she opened it to find a box with a picture of balloons all over it. After examining it, she opened it. Inside were three uninflated balloons, nothing else. Looking around to make sure she hadn't dropped a letter or note or something, she determined that this was the package's sole possession. Anna took the balloons from their box and looked at them. No writing, no message, just three pink balloons. Instinct took over, and she stretched one out and began to blow it up. You don't know whose mouth had been around the balloon prior to you. It could be a used balloon. That's gross. Someone could have jizzed in it or something. This is Sextastic Tuesday, after all. After about four full breaths into it, she got a little rise out of it, but then it shot from her mouth and across the room. She got up from the sofa to go find the other balloons, but as she rose, she dropped the other balloons to the floor. Just as she looked down to retrieve them as well, she felt a spasm of intense pleasure shoot from her midsection. She dropped back to sit on the couch and again catch her breath. The tingling aftermath reminded her of the feeling she had after a really great sex session, and she cried a little due to the fact that really great sex was something she got little of, if any. I love that she's crying because of this. Catching her wind again, she looked down to find that the balloons had disappeared. No sign of them could be found. Getting to her knees, she began to look under the couch. She noticed she was still feeling a little lightheaded and decided to give up her search. As she straightened up, she noticed that her bra was a bit tighter than it should be. Her new push-up didn't have much to push up. So now it seemed that the tightness was due to her maybe getting the wrong size. She ignored it and sat back down on the couch again. Her entire body seemed to be tingling now. Her eyelids began to sag as she began to let herself be taken in by this feeling. Sensations were starting to build up in parts of her that hadn't before, and she was loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Just before she actually started to moan, she noticed that her chest was looking a bit more chesty. She snapped out of her trance and studied this new development. Indeed, her B-cup figure was beginning to look more C-cup. Thinking that it maybe was just the bra or her new rayon dress, she got up and walked to the mirror. The mirror wasn't even needed for Anna to know that her chest was definitely not normal. She was bigger. Stroking her hands down the sides of her dress, she could see her chest was further out than before. She became aware of the sensation again, and she forgot for a moment of her growing concern. Her privates were beginning to become moist, with the added help of the sensation being added by her erect nipples. Wave upon wave of pleasure and electricity were lapping up against her spine and crotch from an unknown source. Put the pieces of the puzzle together, bitch! You lost the balloons! They're now in your titties! She noticed that she was beginning to moan a bit and tried to snap herself out of it, which was easy when she looked back in the mirror and saw a D-cup woman staring back at her. She watched as her breasts push out against her dress. She held in her breath, thinking she was somehow doing it herself, but her breasts continued outward. She could feel the silky material of her bra slowly sliding against her nipples as her boobs inflated. Panicking, she began to run to the phone on the other side of the room. What are you going to call 911? My tits keep growing! As she neared the phone, she noticed that the other balloon was sitting by it. The balloon, which had been out of air when it shot across the room, was now filling up with air. She stopped in her tracks, taking note of the new sensation of her chest swaying from inertia. The balloon seemed to notice her and started floating towards her. Anna shook her head for a second and told herself to calm down. No, don't calm down. This is a weird situation. This couldn't be happening, she said. She looked down and saw that the amount of cleavage she was now showing was rival only to Dolly Parton, and she knew it was happening. The balloon was drifting her way. She blew a little at it. It stopped for a second and then continued her way. She needed to get to the phone, but the balloon, ever increasing from its now basketball size, was between her and it. Really? A balloon? You're fighting with a balloon and the balloon is winning. She took a deep breath, but let out very quickly when the third button down her dress shot off from the dress, showing her chest down to the tip of her bra clasp. Hoping to contain herself, she tried desperately to button up the two top buttons, but couldn't even get them to close. The balloon bumped into her leg, and instantly the feeling of intense pleasure against her raped her system. What? I don't think that was right. I think that's a misspell. I don't think the balloons are raping her yet. Making her legs quiver. Well, maybe. She kicked it away and started heading back to the sofa. Maybe there was something in the box that she overlooked. As she got to the sofa, something got between her legs and she tripped onto the cushions. Surprise was quickly beaten off by joy as the feeling of the rough surface of the cushion covers aroused her nipples. As she sat there, dazed for a second, she began to feel an electric pulse. Written by, like, a 12-year-old boy, obviously. She began to feel an electric pulse-like feeling coming up her inner left thigh. In the reflection of the sliding glass doors ahead of her, she could see the pink balloon slowly edging its way up her. You're gonna get fucked by a balloon! She gasped and tried to turn over. But now her newfound chest made it nearly impossible for the next few moments, or at least until she got used to the weight. She fought off the pulsing pleasure her privates were experiencing and managed to get her hand back past her bottom. She stopped the balloon just short of her pubic hair. That's going to cause some static electricity, isn't it? Which came in contact with the balloons and sent shivers everywhere. Fighting the pressure of the balloon and the intense wave of pleasure, she managed to roll herself over on the couch, losing two more buttons in the process. Her chest now looked like two volleyballs straining against the bra. This is like a horror film. This is not hot. She could feel her legs beginning pushed. I hate trying to decipher these goddamn sex stories as I'm reading it. It's very hard, and it makes me sound like I have the reading comprehension of a fucking 5-year-old. All right, she could feel her legs beginning pushed apart by the widening balloon, and even worse, the end of the balloon was lightly blowing out warm air rushing over her crotch. She lost sight of the balloon as her chest grew even faster. 6 of the 10 buttons on her dress had flown away. Shutting her eyes to concentrate on the balloon, she could now feel the lip of the end of the balloon touching her lips down there. It was all she could do not to shout, "Yes!" Oh, now she's into it. As the balloon lightly tickled and prodded her privates, causing her to virtually squirt out her juices. The sofa cushion was already getting wet from her, as it was, but this was driving her crazy. She could feel her legs being pushed back past the point she thought she could spread them, but yet they didn't hurt one bit. Then Anna felt something different. Her crotch seemed to open up more, just a little, but enough that it shocked her. She lost concentration for a second, but in that second, everything happened. A loud pop first caught her ear, and she quickly opened her eyes to see her bra flying apart. This is why I was telling you to take off your bra. You're ruining it. And her watermelon-sized tits bounced free, ever still expanding. She instinctively raised her hands to her chest and then almost passed out from the shudder of pleasure that shot up from her crotch. She moved her head down her, probably hand, down her wet privates again to find the balloon had disappeared and that she was literally gushing hot, wet fluid that tingled when she touched it. Why would you touch the fluid? Suddenly, she felt a new pressure in her abdomen. I mean, you understand what's going on here, right, lady? And she slid her hand up to her stomach. Almost instantly, she had gone from a skinny, flat stomach to a 9-month pregnancy figure and was expanding even more. It seemed as if her stomach was trying to catch up to her mammoth mammaries. And nothing flat. Her dress literally exploded off the remaining 4 buttons all at once, and she could feel her skin stretching towards her stomach. Inside, she felt nothing but sheer pleasure, and her worry turned to excitement. Really? I would still feel a little worried. Not able to see anything but the tips of her breasts, she was surprised to see that her belly was now expanding so fast that she could see it over her soup can-sized nipples. Okay. That's a good reference point. I know what a soup can looks like. I know that size. Those are some big nips. The waves of pleasure. They're good. The waves of pleasure were now speeding up, as was the inflation of her belly and boobs. She could feel the strain on her skin as the swelling pressed on. Then suddenly, deep inside, Anna felt a spark that she had begun to feel once only during the best sex night of her life. Only this one was more than just a second. It was building, too. Anna knew then and there that whatever was going to happen, she hopped. It would... hoped, but it's spelled hopped. She hopped. It would allow her to experience the entire explosion of that spark. Her belly inflated faster, pushing over a chair and scraping the ceiling. Her breasts... That gives you a good idea of how big her belly is. Her breasts were blowing up so fast that in an instant she was engulfed in her own cleavage. She's gonna suffocate. She quickly shot out her tongue and began licking the skin between her chest as she managed to slide her arms under the weight of her now enormous chest and caress them. The faster she licked, the more she could feel the pressure inside her privates begin to grow and grow and grow. Her nipples now touched the ceiling, and the feeling of the stucco walls was all she needed. Nothing's hotter than the feeling of stucco walls. You should really try to masturbate up against stucco walls, girls. All right. She rocked her body so her breasts slid back and forth against the rough ceiling, making her scream with pleasure. A fire seemed to be burning near her crotch from all the heat her legs could feel. Something was going to have to give soon. We're almost done, freaks. This is the last paragraph. Keep in mind, again, this was written by a 12-year-old, so this paragraph stretches on for like 7 pages. All right. Anna held in her breath for a moment, feeling for the last time the entire weight that her belly and breast were exerting on her, and the pure pleasure she was being rocked by everywhere, then let out one last scream of almost pain as she came like no one has ever came before. A fire hydrant-like stream shot from her privates for a brief second, then stopped. 9-inch-wide balloons then began shooting out of her. One a second, each one accompanied by more fluid and collapsing her lips, so the next one could expand them, prolonging her climax. So she's basically giving birth to balloons. She ahed it as each one shot out, and after 2 minutes of an orgasm to end all orgasms, she drew in her next breath, and in doing so, the skin from her inflating tits popped away like a balloon, leaving the air filled with more 9-inch balloons. So wait, her tits exploded and then shot forth 9-inch balloons? A torrent of balloons fell all over Anna, rubbing her and tickling her so much that she cried. A quick check by her shaking hands, the only part of her that wasn't numb, found that her breasts were not gone. In fact, they were there in a big way, double D big way. The balloons must have only used one outside layer of skin. Really, you're going to try to incorporate some sort of reality? Oh, okay, yes, explain how the balloons managed to give her double D breasts, but leave them intact. Okay, whatever. The balloons must have only used one outside layer of skin. And her stomach was back to normal as well. As the balloons settled around her, Anna noticed that the remainder, or her dress and bra, on her dress and bra were still laying around her, testimonial to her ordeal. Her legs were drenched with her wet juices, and she started to think that she should get up, but then the emotional backlash from her universal orgasm hit her brain, and she lay back down on the carpet in all her naked juicy glory. Naked juicy glory. And basked in the afterglow as the little balloons rubbed against her softly and seemingly hummed her to sleep. There you go. That is Pink Balloons, Lunar Porn for your Tuesday. Today's story was brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. Can you believe they sponsor this nonsense? For a limited time, get 50% off just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. All of it's going to be sent to you free of charge. That's right, no shipping charges either. So it is an incredible deal, half off any item. You just add it to your cart, use coupon code FREAK, that's spelled F-R-E-A-K, or you can use coupon code DV. Two little letters will save you 50%. You'll get 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift sent to you absolutely free. No shipping charges whatsoever. Go to Adam and Eve right now. Again, coupon code FREAK or DV. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Everyone knows what the sideshow is about. You get full access to the complete archives of program, archive of programs. I'm sorry, this is the first time I've ever said this. What the fuck is wrong with me? Yes, complete archive of every episode of Distorted View Daily. Plus, we do new exclusive programs and extended shows. Today's program is an extended one, like I mentioned. Sideshow Freeze will get 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of bonus content. Then tomorrow we'll be doing an exclusive show. So it's a great time to sign up. Give me money. I need it because I think I'm having a stroke. Gonna have to pay for a nurse to live with me and shit me and all that sort of stuff, and that doesn't come cheap. So there you go. I'm having some heavy potations today. Someone can work that into a remix. That'd be great. First story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Get a home of Florida! This almost fucked up state! Shepherd, hear me now!
Florida is almost fucked up state! Praise be to the Lord!
Specifically, today's story comes from Tampa, Florida. A pregnant woman and her family were hospitalized this week after eating steak bought from a Walmart. Well, there's your problem right there. You can't walk into a Walmart, pick out 3 20-ounce steaks for $6.99 and expect you're getting a choice cut. What you're eating is horse asshole. Don't get me wrong. The lips of a horse's ass, very meaty. It's a tender cut. But it's definitely not what you're looking for. A pregnant woman and her family were hospitalized this week after eating steak bought from a Walmart that local authorities believe was laced with LSD. Jessica Rosado, her partner Ronnie Morales, and two young daughters fell ill on Monday after eating the steaks. It must have been the most interesting dinner this boring couple has had in a long time. I don't know about you, but I think it's time for a distorted view in sensitive reenactment. Honey, this is really good steak.
It is really juicy, isn't it?
Mmm. Could you pass me the mashed potatoes?
Sure thing. Jenna, do you want some more mashed potatoes?
I just want more steak!
Finish what you got on your plate for— Oh my god, did you see that?
What? What the hell happened? Why are the lights changing colors?
What are you talking about? I'm talking about the mashed potatoes! They winked at me!
Mommy, I don't feel so good!
Oh my god, she's puking lava!
That's not lava, that's stardust!
Are we in space?
Are you telling me we're in space?
Yes,
there's no air in space! We're going to die! We're going to suffocate!
Smear me all over your face! I will let you breathe!
The mashed potatoes aren't evil! He wants to help us! But who's trying to kill us?
Mommy, can I have more steak now?
Or should I just eat your eyeballs?
Jenna wants to eat our face! I knew that child was evil! Why do you look like a frog now?
I think I am a frog!
I think she's trying to summon demons!
I am the frog man, and I banish you to the lily pad of solitude! That was a frying pan! You hit her with a frying pan!
Yes, for we are the frog people, and we must defend our land from all lava-spewing toddlers!
Yes, I'm a frog too! We're frog people!
Now we must pray to the great mashed potato gods, for they give us the air to breathe! All hail our potato overlords!
Breed me, great Spud! I want your lumps inside me!
All right, there you go. That's your insensitive reenactment. A blue balloon. We haven't even got into this story, really. A blue balloon announcing baby boy fluttered on Saturday outside the home where the family has since returned after Jessica Rosado, who was 9 months pregnant when she arrived at the hospital near her home in Tampa, gave birth after having labor-induced. LSD-induced. Rosado, her partner Ronnie, and two young daughters fell ill on Monday evening after eating some bottom-round steak bought from a local Walmart. It was the first meal they had cooked in their new home, having moved in 2 days earlier. Morales was the first to feel sick. Rosado drove him and her daughter to St. Joseph Hospital after calling 911. He arrived hallucinating and feeling dizzy and short of breath. Rosado then began displaying the same symptoms and was taken to a hospital across the street, where labor was induced and her baby delivered. The two daughters, ages 6 and 7, were sickened a little later that evening. Police took samples of the food the family had been eating from the home. The Hillsborough County Medical Examiner's Office told police on Friday that the steak was contaminated and there was a presence of LSD. Police also took the family's oven away for testing. Results from toxicology tests on blood samples taken from the family may take another 3 weeks. Quote, there was enough of some type of substance to make all four members of the family gravely ill, said Jane Castor of the Tampa Police Department. The family has no idea where this may have come from. She said that police had taken all the other bottom round steaks from the Walmart for testing, but that this was believed to be an isolated case. Police said they were still investigating how or why a steak might end up contaminated in this way. An employee? Duh. I mean, you've seen the people who work at Walmart. They don't so much care about their jobs, and they like to fuck with people. Because, you know, people are assholes. Walmart said it was cooperating with the investigation by police and both federal and state agricultural officials. A spokeswoman pointed out that Walmart receives its meat already prepared and packaged from suppliers, and it was unclear at what point contamination may have taken place. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Oregon. A 22-pound cat named Lux had to be grabbed by the Portland police officers after the owner said the ferocious feline attacked their baby in their Northwest Portland apartment. Officers were dispatched to the yards at Union Station just before 8 p.m., said Sergeant Pete Simpson, A spokesman for the Portland Police Bureau. Dispatchers stayed on the phone while the couple locked themselves along with their baby and the family dog in a bedroom. I just happen to have the 911 call here. Let's take a listen. Now keep in mind, this wasn't like the family had a pet lion or tiger or something. This was a house cat. 911?
Yeah, hi. I have a kind of a particular emergency here.
Isn't every emergency a particular one?
A cat attacked our 7-month-old child, and I kicked the button, the cat in the rear, and it has went off over the edge, and we...
don't kick your fucking cat!
...safe around the cat. It's a very large Himalayan, and we're trapped in our bedroom. He won't let us out of our door.
Okay, does the child need medical attention?
No, he's just got scratches on his forehead. But the cat, we don't know what to do about the cat. He's gone, he's trying to attack us.
The cat has taken this family hostage. You know how to remedy the situation? Give the fucking cat some yarn. That's all you have to do.
Very, get distracted. Very, very, very hostile.
So
I tried to get a hold of animal control.
Hang on just a second. You guys are inside your bedroom right now.
Yeah. And when I leave out the bedroom to let the police in, I'm going to have to fight this cat.
Hang on just a second. And when you say the cat is large, how large?
22 pounds, maybe.
What's the address there?
984.
Yeah, well, you don't need to give out the address, I guess. But there you go. I mean, this call goes on for like 5 minutes as the family is just scared, locked in their bedroom, waiting for help. Despite sounding sympathetic, the dispatcher didn't really know what to do. Like, was this a case where police should get involved? She had to ask her supervisor if it was okay. Meanwhile, on the 911 tape, the cat can be heard screaming in the background. Oh, wait, I've got to hear that. Okay, truth be told, that wasn't the same cat. This is a cat I found on YouTube. His name is Burger and Fries, and he was at a local shelter. You're not gonna get adopted like that, by the way. Stupid cat. Using a sneer, officers were able to wrangle the cat into a pet carrier. No one was injured in the attack, including the baby. We are debating what to do. We definitely want to keep the cat away from the baby and keep an eye on his behavior. According to a cat breeder website, Himalayans are perfect indoor companions, but they possess a playful side. I swear I've never seen anything like it. That's a quote from the owner, Lee Palmer. Finally, today, freaks. Gotta mention the Oscar Pistorius trial. There's some distorted view worthy material going on there. Hunched over, vomiting into a bucket by his feet, and retching loudly, Mr. Pistorius was vividly reminded at his murder trial Monday of the gruesome injuries he inflicted on his girlfriend. You know, his girlfriend who he thought was a burglar or something. When a pathologist described how the Olympian fatally shot her multiple times with bullets designed to cause maximum damage. Lots of blood, lots of guts, and in the courtroom, lots of dry retching. What pisses me off about this whole thing is they've been airing this trial. They've been recording it, like video recording it, streaming it. But before the testimony of the pathologist, they said, you know what, Judge, this is going to be really gross. So we should turn off the video feed. Are you fucking kidding me? That's why people are tuning in. It's such bullshit. The testimony by Professor Gert Samen, who performed the autopsy on Reva Steenkamp's body, was so graphic, it was not broadcast or reported live on social media by journalists under an order from Judge... Oh, fuck me. Thokozil Mazepot? Whatever. Samen methodically listed the extent of the 3 gunshot wounds she suffered on Valentine's Day last year when she was shot by the double amputee runner in the right side of the head, the right hip, and the right arm through a toilet cubicle door. The pathologist said Steenkamp, 29, was hit by special black talon bullets. Or the fucking gimp have black talon bullets? And that the headshot from Pistorius' 9mm pistol was probably almost instantly fatal. Well, at least she didn't suffer. Causing brain damage and then... I'm a glasses half full kind of guy. Causing brain damage and multiple fractures to her skull. Bent over while sitting on a wooden bench, Pistorius vomited when Saemon reached his right hand up toward the right side of his own head to show the entrance and exit wounds of the skull. Masipa briefly halted the testimony to ask Chief Defense Lawyer Barry Rowe to attend to his client. The judge later asked whether Pistorius would be able to understand the proceedings as he sat with hands clasped over his ears. "Is your client fine?" the judge asked. The lawyer responded, "It's not going to be fine." Like, we've got a real problem here. Pistorius' reaction was not going to change. A dark bucket with a handle was placed at his feet. He vomited at least two other times and cried. Cried like the physically mangled little murderous bitch that he is. Ting! That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. One of my favorite parts of the show, I get to hear from you freaks. If you've never called into the voicemail line, say hi to me, 206-666-4463. I promise I'll be nice on your first call. No promises.
All right.
No promises after that. Yes, go ahead, Screamy.
All right, Tim, you are now part of my new post-sexual escapade routine.
What?
Where I leave a house, I go get Taco Bell, and then I listen to your show, and then I call your show.
Hmm.
The stripper that I was trying to get with never told me she was part of the witness protection program, just that she's not allowed to see her son unless it's under strict supervision, and she...
Well, I don't think that's how WITSEC works, right? You can't see... I don't think you're supposed to have any contact, right?
And she lives under one roof with six other people, one car, and if she told me where she...
I think that's like a sober house, like a halfway house or something. I don't think she's in witness protection. I think she's got like a heroin addiction or something. You're dating an ex-meth addict.
With six other people, one car, and if she told me where she lives, she would get in trouble with the authorities.
Hmm.
So that either tells me it's gang-related, drug-related, or witness protection.
Yeah, I don't think it's witness protection.
Either way, it...
Maybe it is. What do I know?
Such a big fucking black stereotype. I love it to death. The last girl that I was just with had way too much pubic hair, and it made me feel disgusting because it...
Did you ever fuck someone? Right? I don't know exactly what position you have to be in for this to happen, and maybe it's just because I'm really out of shape. This hasn't happened to me recently, but, you know, I haven't had a lot of sex recently. But I call it the shaky leg syndrome, or the Bambi syndrome. You're done fucking, you get up off the bed, and your leg is shaking. Like, you can't, it's like a baby deer. Why is that? Because I'm probably working out muscles that haven't been, you know, worked or touched in years. I don't know.
It looked like I was throat-fucking Chuck Norris as he was laying down sideways.
What?
And speaking of mangled tacos that are bad for me, Taco Bell has a new fucking breakfast menu coming out.
Yes.
And their waffle taco breakfast fucking taco thing looks amazing.
Yeah, it's going to kill us all. I talked about that recently on the show. I'm really excited about Mountain Dew Baja Blast finally being released into the wild. Taco Bell has let it go from its grasp, and it'll soon be available, I believe, in May in 20-ounce bottles. I don't know if they're going to sell it in 12-ounce cans, like a 12-pack. I'm not sure. I've seen a 20-ounce bottle, and I'm just so excited. I don't even know if I really like Baja Blast, but every time I'm at Taco Bell, I feel like I have to get it because it's exclusive, and I drink it, and it's a cool color. Right? So I'm all excited about this. Baja Blast in 20-ounce bottles. There's a new exclusive flavor at Taco Bell, which is that Sangrita... I think it's called Sangrita Blast. I haven't checked out to see if it's in Columbus yet. I don't go to Taco Bell enough, and I feel stupid just going there for a drink. It's something I've done many times before, by the way. You may remember, what was it, last year I was hitting every fucking McDonald's trying to get Strawberry Passion... What was it called? Passion Awareness. It was an old Fruitopia flavor that's only sold at McDonald's now. I have no fucking life.
Hey, Tim Fudge, remember Kenny here, and I love you and all, but you're being a, maybe a wee bit of a fucktard on one thing. No, no, don't, you know, get all riled up.
I'm going to get riled up. You already got me riled up.
There was a part where you were making fun of foreign shows and films, and there is one where this guy goes, "Gentlemen, behold, corn!" That is actually from an American show called Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, they just redubbed, they dubbed over it?
Oh, excuse me. It specializes in being weird and stupid and nonsensical. So
they use the audio of that. Yeah, you know, it's hard. I never really got into Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I was more of a C-Lab 2021 kind of guy. I know I'm in the minority here. But, yeah, I just never got into it. I mean, it looks like a funny show. I've seen some episodes of it, but I never really got into it. So I'm sorry I missed that one.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is your currently, I believe, least favorite sideshow freak, Gary the Gorgile.
Why? See, I don't remember anything.
I was calling because I feel like I wanted to clarify the issue that I had.
Now, don't go getting me even more riled up.
And I understand losing me as a...
Oh, you're the asshole who wants to cancel his membership because I was making fun of a schizophrenic.
Sideshow member isn't that big of a deal. In fact, it's giving the current paying members and maybe non-paying members something to rally behind, so you might get more support out of it.
Now, whatever. Fuck you!
My issue is not making fun of people with mental disabilities.
It's talking to them.
Just finding their videos online, which you do. You scour, I'm sure, for hours a day to find entertainment for us.
It's not like I, you know, tracked down his phone number. He posted it. He wanted me to call.
It is calling people with schizophrenia or, you know, just making them react or you know, dance for you with their mental disability.
It's no different than what he posts on his videos, you know what I'm saying? He says the same stuff to me on the phone as he does on the video. It makes absolutely no difference. The only time I got a rise out of him was through the whole email thing. And anyone would get pissed off at me going through that whole email routine.
That's different, because when they upload it online, they're putting that out in the public. And that's their decision. But when you call them and you pretend to be possessed, then you're potentially causing them harm.
I know, it's wonderful.
So that's...
I'm a real bitch.
That was my moral issue. And I've been a listener for a long time.
Well, I'm sorry to see you go.
Probably been listening 6 years.
Don't care.
I've been a pain...
You're dead to me now.
Member for 4 years.
Just like that.
Years. I remember the Bunny Crush crisis, which I had no problem with.
Of course not.
Because you...
We go over this time and time again. Everyone has their own little line. And once it's crossed, you become a real fucking bitch. Hey, Tim, I love it when you make fun of niggers. I love all that rape humor. But God forbid, don't talk to a schizophrenic on the phone. Really? That's your line?
Doing it? And
all right, peace out, Girl Scout.
One of my all-time favorite videos.
I don't care. We don't have to walk down memory lane together. If you don't want to listen to the show anymore because you're offended by something I did, then see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
That you featured is the Camp Jabberwocky Rocks.
Oh, that's
thing,
right.
Which is a bunch of retarded kids.
Yeah, making fun of the retards.
Yeah, my issue...
Yeah, talking to Raymond 14 is hilarious. How come you never called in about that? He's more fucked up than John Bulla.
It isn't featuring retarded people or mentally disabled people or anything.
I want you listeners to listen to this phone call. This is a perfect example of the type of person I don't want listening to my show!
Issue is calling them and making the content. When they upload it, that's fine. That's their fault. That's their problem.
How is it their fault? They don't know what they're doing. They're mentally ill. You know what I mean? Like, they can't be held responsible because they're fucked up in the head.
Allowed to make fun of it. Different issue.
Anyway,
I know that I'm on the shit list or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
you most certainly. I don't ever want to hear from you again. Goodbye. I want you out of my life. Pack up your shit and leave.
Timmy, you're an idiot. Except for Maryland calling. You probably got a bunch of calls.
What is with these fucking calls today? I don't like anyone. I want to hear from you.
Hi, Tim. Britt Brad here.
Hi, Britt.
I have a two-part joke for you.
Okay.
Why do Scottish...
Yeah, let's lighten the mood in the room here. Yeah, go ahead.
Why do Scottishmen wear kilts?
Why do Scottish men wear kilts? I don't know.
A sheep can hear a zipper a mile away.
I missed that. What? Because sheep could hear what?
A sheep can hear a zipper a mile away.
I didn't get that. I can't understand what he's saying.
That's only the setup, though. Oh. The real joke is, where do Scottish men fuck the sheep? On the bluster-looking Scottish ocean.
Okay. Let's just end it right here. Wow, this was a real bad set of voicemail calls. I really need some new listeners to call in. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOT-IT.
I think that I was detrimental to my own career.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you are a Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back on Thursday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Itself.